Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Let me hanging on like a yo-yo.
This was the jam back in the day.
It's a good song.
It is.
It really is. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe, yeah, the Phillies could wake me up. You know what I think about when I say that and the Phillies could wake me up? I think about Ike Reese during the draft. It was the 2022 NFL draft when
what
the Eagles.
What did he do? He fell asleep?
Well, no, the Eagles traded for, because so that if my memory serves right, that offseason the Eagles were kind of quiet, Hugh. They did some things. They signed Reddick, but he wasn't like a huge name yet.
Yeah,
right. So, but if my memory serves, Ike was like liking the direction of the team, but he wasn't all in, right? Mm-hmm. And then in the first round of the NFL draft, they traded that, like during the draft, for A.J. Brown. And then he did the whole now I'm awake thing. Like now I'm excited. Well,
then,
you know what? Can you find that, Kyle? Can you find Ike's now I'm awake during the draft when they traded for A.J. Brown? Because that's how I'll feel if they sweep the Mets this weekend. Like now I'm in. Now I'm a believer in this team. If they could take down the Mets this weekend, especially if they could beat them up. Like that. That's like the thing that could change the way I feel about everything. If they
leave no doubt,
leave no doubt,
breaks off of.
Make the Mets get at leave here on Sunday night, beaten and battered, and losers of 9 straight and 3 back in division.
There we go.
Yes,
Ike Reese.
There we go.
You wanted the wide receiver.
We go. Now we can do it. E-I-G-L-E-S, Eagles. Yeah, there we go. Now I'm awake. Give me A.J. Brown, baby.
Yeah, he was.
Woo!
He was awake.
He was hype.
And you know what? He was right. I mean, that team won the NFC Championship. Like they wouldn't have won without that guy. 215-592-9494. All right. Your calls to the Phils. They can certainly wake all of us up with a big weekend over the Philly, over the Mets. But for me this weekend, it's really about this. Win the series, and I will be a believer in this team, a real believer.
Not get the monkey off your back.
Yeah, because the Mets, I'm tired of it. I'm tired of the Mets winning, you know, over and over against the Phillies, including the sweep earlier this year up at Citi Field. We also have a pair of tickets, Phils, Padres, July 1st, 6:30 p.m. first pitch. It's fireworks night. Come hang out with us at the game. We're going. Pair of tickets, the final pair we have to give away this week, so this is a big one. Tri-Day Friday. Something fun to do when the power is out. Occupy your time. And for everyone out there who's childish like Hugh Douglas, we already took that answer off the board.
Wake me up before you go.
All right. Before we go back to the phones, though, let's throw this out there. So last night, Christopher Sanchez was excellent. 8 innings pitched.
Man, that was, yeah.
He was good, right? So, yeah. And the Phillies starters, for the most part, I know Aaron Nola had a tough year and then got hurt. But they really have lived up to the billing, I would say. I mean, Wheeler's always great. Other than his first start, Suarez has been great. I would say Sanchez has been good to quite good. You know, I don't think he's been Cy Young level that people may have predicted for the season, but he's been quite good. And even the back-end guys, like when they've had to rely on Abel or they've had to give the ball to Taiwan, I mean, the rotation has just been good. And Lizardo had 10 amazing starts, and then he fell off for a couple, and then he got better here. So here is the question, Hugh Douglas. Let's play a little game of pretend. You ready? We're going to pretend something.
I'm listening.
Pretend the playoffs start next week. Who's your game 2 starter? I mean, there's no debate on number 1, right? Zach Wheeler gets the ball in game 1. who gets the ball in game two if the manager is Hugh Douglas?
Am I a prisoner of the moment?
You can be whatever you
want. Well, because I am, because you got two great starts from Ranger the other night.
And Sanchez. Yep.
I'm going to give Ranger the ball because, to Kyle's point, he does it. We didn't pay him. I'm operating under the assumption that we didn't pay him yet, and he's hungry. And what better way to up your stock, if you will, to go out there, be the number two pitcher, and go out there and pitch lights out.
Mm.
So, I'm going with Ranger. So and he got them frosted tips.
Well, he does have those.
That's a big deal.
Yeah. Would you say his big game, moxie or the frosted tips?
The frosted tips.
Bigger and reason.
I think that he got the moxie because he got the tips frosted.
Oh, you think what it's like a 1-1
egg? Yeah, you know, you got like
chicken or the egg.
See, this is what happened for Ranger right now. Follow me. You ready?
Yes.
Got his wife back. He didn't got used to having the wife and the kids at the house.
Okay.
Got the frosted tips.
Settled
the
power
in.
Out.
And now he's trying to get his bank account right.
One step at a time.
Hey, listen, got my wife with me, got me some frosted tips. Now it's time to go get that bread. So that's what he's doing. Pa went out last night. Well, he was working. He was with the team. But
they were flying back from Miami. Hopefully they had power.
No, but I'm just saying. The stars have a line for Ranger, so I'm giving Ranger the ball. He's the second pitcher. He's getting the ball.
So I'm not going to fight you and say it's a bad idea because it's not. I mean, Ranger has, again, like you said, frosted tips and big game moxie.
He got the big game moxie and the frosted tips.
He has a good track record in the postseason. So I think Ranger is certainly pitched his way to – like 6 weeks ago, it would have been kind of silly to say Ranger, I think. Even though he had a track record, he just – it was like, wait, we got all these other guys. Are you picking Ranger? I don't think it's silly. I think it's very fair to pick Ranger. I would go with Lizardo just because I still think he has the highest upside of all these guys. Like, I think Lizardo at his best is the second best pitcher on the team. And I feel like we've seen that, I don't know, 10 of his starts this year out of the 13 or whatever it is. Maybe it's 11 out of 14, whatever we're up to now. He's been, at times, like, we were talking about him before you jinxed his season by saying he was a Cy Young contender. He's the only other guy we say that about is Wheeler, right?
He was on a tear.
He was on a tear. And I feel like he has, like, think about that game against the Cubs the other last week, right? That's the kind of lineup you're going to see in the postseason. Dodgers, Cubs, Mets, right? You've got to go through some combination of those teams.
Agreed.
They've got big lineups with great hitters like Ohtani and Freeman and Betts and Soto. Like, you got to strike those guys out. You can't just put it over the plate and hope they just have weak contact. So I would go Lizardo. Now, I will say this. He's on thin ice for my number two starter because he's had a couple of these outrageous blow-ups. And I did hear a clip. I didn't hear it live, but I saw a clip of Joe DiCamera, I guess it was some point this week, saying that he talked to someone who knows. I'm reading between the lines. Maybe Joe's talking to an ex-pitcher.
Joe was talking to people?
Well, yeah. I mean, he said he talked to someone who knows pitching really well. So I'm going to guess he probably ran into an ex-pitcher.
So Hugh Douglas.
Not Hugh, no. I wouldn't classify him as that.
I'm just surprised Joe talking to people outside of work though.
Well, Joe does play golf with people sometimes. I'm not sure he plays it well, but like
he ain't no good golf.
Yeah. Is he better than you think?
Probably. I don't play golf though. I'm a heckler. I think, like, now that I think
bother
about
people
it, you're awesome. I think I bothered.
You're trying to concentrate, and you're taking silly videos.
As a matter of fact, when I was out there, I think I bothered Joe when he was playing, because I said something about his swing.
Yeah.
I don't think he liked it too much.
But anyway, back to the story. Joe referenced that he spoke to someone who knows pitching, and that person thinks Lizardo still could be tipping pitches, even though he's gotten through the last couple starts, that maybe he's not fully out of the woods. So what I'm trying to say is, I'm not fully sold on Lizardo being as great as he was earlier this season, but I know it's in him. If he could refine it, if he can make sure he's not tipping, long story short, I'd go Lizardo. So you're going Ranger.
I'm going Ranger.
I'd go Lizardo for a game two if the playoffs started tomorrow. Kyle, where would you go? Let's say the playoffs are about to start. Who are you getting the ball? Who are you handing the ball to in game two?
It's got to be Ranger Suarez. He's got a one. Let's see. I just looked it up.
It's like one something, isn't it, in the playoffs?
Yeah. 8 starts. 1.43 ERA.
That's pretty remarkable.
Stones, man. The dude has stones. Like, and he's the kind of guy that I trust. You know, say they do somehow lose a game one with Zach Wheeler, I trust Ranger Suarez to help the team bounce back and win game two. Like, also, when I think about a playoff situation, I think of a guy who can get himself out of jams. Mm. And Ranger Suarez might be the most crafty pitcher that we have in our arsenal. Like, Ranger has got to be the guy, even especially last season against the Mets. Ranger did not even bring his best stuff.
Mm-mm.
And Every single time he went out there, he was getting out of the craziest jams. Like, Ranger Suarez has got to be the guy. By the way, I put up a poll, and I'm getting cooked for this.
Okay.
I said if the playoffs started now, who would be the number two?
Yeah.
And, you know, big brain over here is, well, Aaron Nola's on the IL, so.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If they started now, he couldn't pitch.
They didn't.
Thanks.
They didn't have any vision.
Well, you see, so you put Nola in the poll or no?
Yeah, I put Nola in the poll.
Oh, I understand.
But people, you know.
They don't. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Big brain. Yeah. You're a genius. Shut up.
So I guess Nola's not getting many votes, is that what you're telling me?
He's got 2% so far.
2%. So people trying to be difficult, trying to have fun. All right. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Aaron, who's up next on WIP. What's up, Aaron?
Aaron.
Good morning, Aaron.
All right, so can I guess on the try day? I got July 1st off, and I actually can. I got some airline miles where I could actually.
Yeah,
fly out
sure. You give us the best answer.
What you got?
Come on out. What do you got? So give us something to do when the power's out.
We're going to go to a next level, and my try day is going to be adult slip and slide.
Oh, you mean
three things?
Oh, yeah. Let me.
All you need is three things:
water,
rubber sheets, a 5-gallon bucket of baby oil, your significant other, and it's a lot more fun in the dark.
Sound like some P. Diddy stuff.
Oh, God.
To be.
I mean, come on.
You kind of lost me with the
Did
baby
take
oil.
Off the rails or what?
I thought when you said slip and sled, I thought you meant like a real one with
he
water.
Meant like, yeah, but no, he, no, yeah, he no, meant he, like, yeah. He means some P.
I get
Diddy.
It. No, I get it. He went.
The problem with the fanatical sports fans is we are as perverse as it gets, so.
I blame you for this.
Why? What'd I do?
Well, as soon as we threw out Tri-Day, your giggles led people down
okay,
this path.
Where
we went.
Let's be honest.
Someone could have said, you know, play cards, play rummy. We got adult slip and slides.
Let's be honest. If you're with your significant other and the power goes out, I mean, the options are, you know what I mean? They're kind of limited.
All right.
You know what I mean?
Maybe we could try to broaden people's minds here. Let's say
we could try.
Let's say it's got to be some sort of a family activity. What if you're not alone?
If you got kids. Think outside the box.
That's what makes it challenging, right? Because they want the electronics.
That's pretty unique, though. But no, I guess you got to have I'm assuming you got to have high fences in your backyard.
I love that you're going down the path.
Well, no, because you got to work. Like, say, for instance, you got to be somewhere where you got a little land. And, you can have a little bit of privacy, so I get it.
Okay. I wrote it down, Aaron. Go ahead. What do you got?
Hey, the great thing with adult slip and slide is you got kids, you just lock the door. That's all you got to do.
Well, it depends how old they are, Aaron, but yeah.
they could probably unlock the door.
Hey, so I got a questionnaire for you guys, and it has to do with the top 11 list and the top 10 list.
Okay.
And, Hugh, with your NFL expertise and your history with being an Eagles Hall of Famer. What is more important, passing yards or wins?
I would say wins.
Well, I think everyone would agree with that.
I mean, because win, man, listen, it's so hard to win in the NFL. So, yeah, I say wins.
What is more important, touchdown passes or wins?
Oh, wins. It's wins for me.
Aaron, do you ever start with the topic at hand?
Is anything going to beat wins, Aaron? Like, why are we doing things that everyone knows the answer to?
Because, Joe, your theory of Jalen Hurts not being the top athlete in Philadelphia, as well as being the top one or two quarterback in the NFL, is ridiculous.
Well, it's not a theory. This is reality. I mean, Aaron, I don't know what to tell you.
It's not reality. What would you, Joe, what would you rather do? Would you rather play well in the beginning of the season or at the end of the season?
Well, the end of the season, but sometimes you need to play well throughout the season. You know that's an option, too.
You got anything on the Phils, Aaron?
Do you think Josh Allen would rather be the NFL MVP or...
Well, again, you're asking questions you know the answer to.
We all know the answer to it. That's why Jalen Hurts is the number one.
I don't give a shit.
What we're doing, and Aaron, we appreciate it. We just got to move off him because we haven't got to the Mets Philly series.
I mean, the worst.
You already knew that.
What the issue is, we continue to have a disease where we conflate team success with individual success, and we say, what's better? Everyone knows what's better, but that's not what any of this is about the debate. Let's try to calm myself down. Where I crash out here at 11:14. We haven't even gotten there. We actually planned something here to have this conversation.
The worst.
Yeah, I just...
The worst.
This is like the caller yesterday in the afternoon show that was yelling at Spike and Jack about how he'd rather have Jalen Hurst than Dan Marino. What are you talking about? Like, why do we go to this level? Why can't we have any reality to anything anymore? Because certain people around here encourage believing your truth versus the truth.
And I caught a stray just like that.
Yes.
I just sat here.
I know.
And was not going to say a word because I know this rabbit hole that happens once we have this conversation.
Well, then I'll pause the rabbit hole. But
okay,
but you're in trouble for this.
I didn't do anything.
Did you not encourage people to live
there? He asked me a question.
No,
and
I asked. No, you didn't do anything wrong with your answers. It is you encourage people to live their truth. That's a problem.
I mean...
I mean, that's where we get to when we do this.
Well, I mean, this guy's Kyle cuts his eyes at me because...
Sam and King of Prussia.
Yeah, let's
talk to Sam. Go ahead, Sam.
Guys, and Jalen Hurts is the greatest quarterback that's ever lived. Just kidding.
I sensed the your calf kidding in your voice, and I needed that because if you weren't, I think I might have walked out.
Look, I'm going to be very short and sweet about the Jalen Hurts stuff. He's 5 or 6. He's great. I think the radio station underrates him. I think we overrate him. Let's just leave it at that.
I'm good with that. I think that's probably the fairest thing said on this radio station in a whole week. So, guy, what do you think on the Phils?
Okay, so the Phils. I mean, it's a marathon. It's forever. So, like, you know, I mean, expectations are always the World Series, especially now because of that the couple runs over the last years. I'm still in on them because there's a lot of season left. You know, Bryce being hurt is not great. I'm still in on them. What I've noticed with them, and Joe, you might disagree, but I feel like this is very true. Mm-hmm. They get up for big games, and they get down for the games that they should win, like the Pirates series. Like they should have handled those guys. They didn't. The Dodgers and inexplicably the Cubs. They seem to like enjoy playing, and it brings the best out of them. So I think with the Mets, you got to win 2 games.
I disagree with you. I think you're right on that. I feel it in the way they play. I mean, sometimes they can still play like crap and beat the Rockies because they're so bad. But
yeah,
I think
sure.
The quality of play, I do think they bring it for the good teams. Now, for whatever reason, it hasn't mattered against the Mets. Like, that's why I think the Mets are in their heads, and I need that to change. Because, you know, when I realized this morning the Mets have taken 12 out of the last 16, that's a lot.
Yeah. See, I'm worried, Joe, to be honest. That even though the Mets are struggling, they tend to get right against the Phillies the last couple of years.
Yeah.
So it kind of bothers me. Or they do really well against the Phillies, but still continue to struggle. So I guess in the long run, you know, we might not run into the Mets in the postseason, which is fine. I mean, I would rather not because, like, Joe, what's funny is, like, I don't know if you guys ever hear, like, New York radio. Dude, they hate Juan Soto up there. They hate him.
Well, it's funny. I've seen some clips. Like, it's amazing how much he gets talked about, right? Because the Yankees fans, which are probably more than half of the people there, they hate that he left for the Mets. And the Mets fans are either defending him or they're annoyed he hasn't been better. So it's a lot.
Should have never gotten the contract.
Right.
He's a bum. Can't play the outfield, which we knew because he kind of lost that Padres series for them with kind of his nonchalant fielding against us. But, you know, that's a story for another day. But I have an amazing answer.
Okay, what do you got?
That is not a Blue Chew commercial because I don't know what you guys are doing over there. Blue Chew is the afternoon thing. Let's keep it with the afternoon guys.
Yes.
See, they need Blue Chew. We don't need Blue Chews over here.
Listen.
Everything
Blue
works.
Chew. This is church. Let's keep it clean, all right?
I got you.
On a Friday. It's a Sabbath. It's a holy day. Let's get it going.
Okay.
So my suggestion is this. Sleep. Whenever I have the power out, I can't do anything. I can't get on my electronic stuff. I go to bed. I get some shut-eye. I recharge for when the power is on.
Sam, it's a good one. And I did that
last night. I slept through the storm.
Well, it was at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, I was slept through the storm.
Okay, Sam,
and I got up and watched the Phillies.
Sam, good answer, man. We appreciate it. I did sleep. Not like at 6 o'clock, but I went to bed way earlier last night than normal. It's like, I don't know. The power's probably not coming back. And my phone's going to die if I keep looking at it or touch it. So I'm just going to put the phone down and go to sleep. So I think that's a good one. But I don't know, would that resonate with you? You sleep no matter what.
No, I'm going to go to sleep. The only thing that would probably bother me, because, you know, I got those wind turbine fans.
You can't have those.
I can't have those. So it would probably be hard to sleep.
Yeah.
But then I have to go to my alternative.
What's that?
Gummies. Take me a couple gummies. Then
as we know from our trip down to Florida.
Yeah, I'm...
Yeah, you'll be good stuck. If you're on those.
Yeah.
Left you in the airport.
That was a good time.
Pop at the kiosk.
That was a good time, though.
Yeah. I remember texting Kyle, look at Hugh over there. Guy's doing what he's doing.
All glassy eyed.
Y'all do not understand how I would have stayed in Florida if that lady wouldn't have helped me. If she didn't help me, I would have still been in Florida.
Imagine the next morning we're in the meeting. Where's Hugh? We think he's still in the airport.
She's like, no, don't worry about it. I got you. I was like, thank you.
Yeah, and then you didn't know what you were doing. Bam and Upper Darby. What's up, Bam?
What up, Bam?
You know, what's going on, guys?
Bam, what's up?
Not much. Before I get to my point, right, Rob from Delco stole my answer yesterday.
Really?
Yep, he said my uncle's name. You know I fell out of the tree, right?
No.
Wait, what? Yeah.
Because as soon as Rob said my answer yesterday, I was in a tree. I was climbing a tree. I saw my house and I fell.
What do you mean you were in a tree?
What are you doing? I was climbing for apples or something? What were you doing?
Nah, we were just sitting up there because it was a nice day. And as soon as he said my answer, I dropped my phone and I was trying. I was like, yo. And then I just slipped and fell.
Well, are you okay? You get hurt?
I got 12 stitches, a gash in my head.
Damn.
And I re-injured my leg that I got.
Oh, no. Bam, we wish you the best. How high was that tree?
Pretty high.
Yeah, well, it sounds like it.
Like treehouse height.
Yeah, I would suggest maybe next time calling from flat ground. Just
yeah.
Yeah, try that. All right, so Bam, what do you got? You are you believing? Can the Phillies make you a full believer this weekend?
As long as they can get past the Mets series, then not repeat like they did in London. Like they did in London last year.
Yeah, that was a disaster. Well, they won the first one, then they lost that second one, and it was all downhill from there.
Yep. Yeah, you right. Hey, before I get my answers to Tri-Day, right, can I shout out my bus driver and my attorney?
You just did.
Yeah, sure.
I guess so.
Larry Clark and I forget.
Leave alone, Joey.
Dude, he fell out. Right. What is going on?
But he fell out of a tree, man.
I mean,
he got a big old gash in his forehead.
Yeah,
12 stitches, Kyle.
12
stitches, and it hurts.
All right, Ben, what do you got?
I want to fall out of a tree.
Try fall out of a tree. Is that it?
All right. No.
Okay.
No. So I was told Kyle back there, you got some commercials come with comedians, come with TVs, like an entertainment system. Sit in the car and watch movies with your family.
You want to watch an entertainment system in the car?
Watch a movie.
Watch a movie in the car, but there's no power. You're using the car power? Is that how you're doing this?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Bam, we appreciate it. So we're going to watch a movie or a TV show in the car. Pile in the car, use the car power to fire up the electronics. All right, so Bam, we wish you the best. Again, I don't tell people where to call from. Obviously, we want you to be safe, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe not the treehouse is not the best idea, or tree branch to call the show from. That feels a little dangerous. But we wish Bam the best this weekend. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. All right, back to your phone calls. Phillies, Mets this weekend. Can the Phillies make you a full and true believer this weekend? Plus, later today, the top three of the top 11 will be unveiled. We likely know exactly who those three players are, just not the order. And I have a feeling something ridiculous is about to happen. We'll discuss it next. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Tasty Cake has a treat for every John. Peanut butter fans have candy cakes, the chocolate-coated cakes with a creamy layer of peanut butter inside. You like the simple classics? Crimpins are light sponge cake topped with rich icing. Donut lovers, you got options for days, people. You got the frosted mini donuts. You got the powdered mini donuts. And who can forget the delicious dipping stick flavors? I mean, there are so many uniquely satisfying treats to choose from, but that's no surprise because it's Tasty Cake. Accept no substitutes.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.